USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott with the world watching. King Charles III is crowned in England.
Charles took the oath to uphold the law and the Church of England during his reign. He also took a second oath.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely, in the presence of God, profess, testify, and declare that I am a faithful Protestant.
You weren't able to see the king's actual anointing, though, the most sacred part of the ceremony. Historically, it's been regarded as the moment between the sovereign and God, with a screen blocking public view. I'm Corey Myers.
The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency. The director general says the pandemic has been on a downward trend for over a year, allowing nations to return to life as they knew it before the pandemic. The organization declared the coronavirus outbreak as a public health emergency of international concern in January of 2020. The U.S. is lifting its COVID-19 public health emergency this week. The FDA is recalling more than 500,000 COVID tests over concerns they may be contaminated with bacteria. Dave Collins reports.
The Food and Drug Administration says anyone with SD Biosensor Pilot COVID-19 at-home tests should discard them. The agency is looking into the kit's liquid solution and that direct contact with it could be a safety risk. It also may have compromised the test's accuracy. Most of the tests were distributed by CVS, but some were also given to Amazon.
The 149th running of the Kentucky Derby is this evening. The 1.25-mile race features 20 horses battling at Churchill Downs. Derby week has been overshadowed by the deaths of 4 horses in recent days. It's set to get underway at 6:57 Eastern Time. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has awarded the largest whistleblower payment in its history. Regulators said Friday it gave almost $279 million to someone who provided important information that helped with an enforcement action, but they didn't say who or what case it involved. The award is more than twice the $114 million given to a whistleblower in 2020. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is assessing the situation at the southern border as Title 42 is set to expire in less than a week.
Mayorkas says the U.S. will still have the power to expel illegals.
In a post-Title 42 environment, we will be using our expedited removal authorities under Title 8 of the United States Code.
He says the Biden administration is offering expanded legal pathways for asylum seekers and will remove those people who arrive at the border who do not qualify for relief. He stresses the U.S. border is not and will not be open, and if smugglers tell people otherwise, they're lying. I'm Karen Sloan.
A staffer at Denali National Park in the Alaskan wilderness died in an avalanche. Eric Walter was skiing unaccompanied when he accidentally triggered the avalanche. The National Park Service says he was a much-loved member of the staff and will be dearly missed. A fire at a Texas refinery has put 5 contractors in the hospital. The blaze in a suburb of Houston forced an evacuation of the facility. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.